I'd like to call the August 28th meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education to order.
Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may be seated.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to introduce, this is the Jefferson Middle School Choir and Miss Lehman, the director of our choir, and they do an amazing job each and every day. And thank you guys so much for the audience and all the round of applause. And thank you all for your participation this evening. That was excellent. Thank you so much.
And it's kind of become a tradition, and it's without saying, it is true every time I say this, this is the best part of our meeting tonight. So we'd like to thank this group and also Wildcat Company for presenting the colors tonight. And what I'd like for you all to do as you leave, I'm going to adjust that microphone up a little bit, and we're going to start right here, and we can just kind of go this way. I'd like you to come up, look in the camera right over there, and for the millions of people that are watching on television tonight, introduce yourself. And again, thank you very much, and thank you for being here.
Hi, my name's Kelly Swigert.
Yeah, thanks.
My name is Caden Hayes. Hello.
Hello, my name's Amelia Engelhart.
Hi, my name is Ashley Allison.
Hey, my name is Tristan Tansosh.
I'm Ian Bailey.
Hi, my name is April Lenke.
Hi, my name is Annabelle Paredes.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Setzer.
My name is Natalie.
Hello, my name is Azariah Kanga.
Hi, my name is Ashley Lanky.
Hi, my name is Avery.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Hayes.
Hi, my name is Keegan Newsbaum.
Hi, my name is Madison Monipudi.
Hi, my name is Isla Nass.
Hi, my name is Elia Satchel.
I don't know why I lost you.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Jones.
Hi, my name is Allie Blair.
Hi, I'm Martha Contreras.
And I know you all are not probably going to stay with us, so we'll give you a moment to go on out. Thank you for coming, parents, grandparents, and friends. Thank you. Can you hear me, Angie?
Yes, I can.
I don't know what happened, but we'll. If I lose you again, just text Bob, and he'll let me know. I would like to mention Miss Angie Eagle is not with us tonight. She is out of town preparing for her daughter's wedding this week. But she's right here on my phone. Hopefully she'll stay with us. And she can hear what's going on. We'll be able to ask questions and vote. And that is by policy of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I would like to make one change to that agenda without any objection, and that is an item that was listed as an item for discussion, item A, ESG resolution. I would like to move that item to item A under items for action without objection from the board. Then I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Marshall. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Ms. Agler, are you there? Okay. It should be in, look under items for discussion in your on your agenda.
Yeah, but there's not an attachment on it, so I don't know what the resolution is.
They're going to send it to you. Okay. Then next on the agenda is good news. And before we go there, I want to take just a moment to extend, and we'll have a chance for the board to make comments if they choose, and then we'll go from there. But on behalf of the Board of Education, extend to particularly Dr. Beckendorf Adu, to principals of all of our schools in our district and staff, Mr. Lay, who did some extraordinary things in giving our students the opportunity to see an extraordinary occurrence, and that would be the eclipse. It was an exciting day. I happened to be that day at Robertsville, where both Robertsville and Jefferson were there. It could not have been a better day. The students were superb. The individuals that were there from NASA certainly added to that event. And after all is said and done, that's something that sets the Oak Ridge School District ahead of all the other districts around us. And I'll say that again. That's something that sets the Oak Ridge District ahead of all the school districts around us, because we chose to take this opportunity to have an education learning experience, and it was very successful. Ms. McLean.
I was so proud of us. Not only did we hold school that day, we extended the school and made it even a longer day. And I know Dr. Beckendorf might have some stuff to tell us about how the day went at the different schools.
Yes. I just want to thank the school board, first of all, for being so supportive of keeping school open and supporting just a great education, world-class education in Oak Ridge for every single student. I think one thing that we were really conscious about in Oak Ridge is that the line of totality crossed halfway through our town, and that if we had closed school, then any student who wouldn't have transportation, who lived on the east side of town, would not have had the opportunity to experience totality. We felt like this was something that people were coming across the country to experience, and why not our own kids right here in Oak Ridge? I want to really celebrate our principals, our STEM coaches, our teacher leaders, our transportation department, our special education department, everybody. I mean, it was definitely a team effort in order to make sure that our students could experience this. So I'd like to go school by school to talk a little bit about what they did, starting with the preschool. The preschool, of course, is in this building, which was basically at 99% partial eclipse, which is not totality. So anyone who experienced that saw a little tiny sliver of in the sky, but not totality. So Lisa Downard and her staff actually held an eclipse party at Linden Elementary School. And at Linden Elementary School, the kindergarten and first grade teachers and students were there, so the preschool joined them and had a really fantastic experience, pre-K through one at Linden Elementary School, and got to experience totality there. Lots of fantastic activities for the students, and a lot of great participation with chaperones and families. Moving to Glenwood. Glenwood is the furthest east of all of our schools, and so was furthest from totality. Glenwood Elementary School did a great job in preparing just a wonderful experience for students. They actually went to Big Turtle Park out on the west side of town, and they had reserved the softball field to keep it in a nice, safe place. They had just incredible activities the day of the eclipse and even leading up to the eclipse, where they had guest speakers who came in and talked to them about the eclipse. They had a great day for students over at Big Turtle Park. Linden Elementary School, I already talked about K and 1, which the grades that stayed at Linden Elementary, grades 2 through 4 went to Roan State Harriman. Lisa Buckner, their STEM coach, wrote a grant with UCOR last year and had all sorts of activities for students that took place all day long. Actually, NOAA came out. There were NOAA scientists out there setting out weather balloons and had a weather station. So they got some really fantastic opportunities to work with science. They put up solar bags. It was a great day at Roan State Harriman with Linden Elementary School. Willowbrook Elementary School had a really great Willowbrook Eclipse Festival, where they invited families to join in and had a really great eclipse party. They had activities all day long leading up to the eclipse, during the eclipse, and they had a great celebration that day. Woodland Elementary School was also not in totality. Woodland Elementary School actually went to the Boys and Girls Club. So Woodland had all sorts of great activities. They had great eclipse-themed snacks, lots of different opportunities for kids to experience the partial eclipse, and then totality at the Boys and Girls Club. That was a great day. One of the things that the STEM coach from Woodland told us is that they were so impressed with how dark it got that the street lights turned on, and that the drop in air temperature was really striking. So they really loved that about the eclipse. Jefferson Middle School and Robertsville Middle School had probably the most dramatic kind of logistical challenge, because Jefferson Middle School was only in partial, so we had to transport the entire middle school over to Robertsville Middle School. So we had a very large event over at Robertsville Middle School. As you all were saying already, as Keith said, we had people who came from NASA Huntsville, Space Station Marshall. They came out and really led the kids through lots of different activities, and that was a very exciting day for our rival middle schools, Jefferson and Robertsville Middle School, out at Robertsville. Secret City Academy actually went down to K-25, and they were with the National Park Service, and all of the students from Secret City Academy got sworn in as junior rangers. They did activities with the National Park Service and had a really fantastic day. They had a picnic. They had lots of fun things that they did with Secret City Academy. Oak Ridge High School had a lot of students checked out. I mean, we have drivers, of course, at Oak Ridge High School. But the students who stayed went on the field. They had all sorts of activities. And one of the things that they talked about a lot was their eclipse playlist. So they had plenty of music, great opportunities for kids to experience the partial and the total eclipse. I don't know if any principals want to add anything. Honestly, I was with Roan State Harriman. I was with Lyndon at Roan State Harriman that day, and I can tell you that listening to the students when that happened literally sent chills up my spine, and I think it's one of the most incredible days I've ever experienced as an educator, and I'm just so grateful to every single person who made this happen, because it took a massive amount of work, and teamwork was the only way we could have done it.
Other board members? Again, thank you, and Mr. Lay, for the many hours that you put in, and again, particularly our principals and vice principals and staff members, and our students who took the opportunity to make this a special day. So thank you very much. And I'll add to that, on that same day, later on that evening, we were fortunate to host our friends from Nakashie, the exchange students that arrived, I believe, as the eclipse was occurring. They were landing at McGee Tyson Airport. So I'm sure that was an interesting experience for them. This is just a great program that's been going on 25, 26 years now, supported by our school district, by the community, a very special organization of adults that put this together and give the kids this opportunity. And so those students visited with us last week and have now moved on to their next stop. I don't know where they were going after they left here, if they were returning straight, they were on their way home. So I'm sure they left with many fond memories of Oak Ridge and in Tennessee. So some additional good news that we'll talk about. We'll start with Mr. Eby.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, besides the Willowbrook hosting 200 parents for the eclipse, the fourth grade received an Every Kid in a Park grant for a field trip to the Obed Wild and Scenic River, and that's another opportunity for them to learn about nature.
My good news comes from Woodland, and in May, Woodland fourth grade teacher Angie Israel began a Donors Choose request for approximately 225 new library books at the fourth and fifth grade reading level. With the importance of reading and writing in elementary school, she felt that fourth grade needed more options for students to choose from in their classroom library. She requested $1,470 and was able to raise the money by July. Ms. Israel and her teaching team will be using these books during reading writing workshops to provide more options to students and to help them get excited about reading. This project, entitled Igniting Passion for Reading to Write, took 3 months to fully fund, but with the help of 15 donors, became a reality. Ms. McLean.
My good news is from Jefferson. 24 Jefferson Middle School First Lego League team members started the season by programming and building a robot during the JMS boot camp, August 12th and 13th. Team coaches and mentors led students through the introduction to the First Lego League with building and programming techniques to help students with the upcoming season. The hydrodynamic season release is tomorrow, and that's good news from Jefferson.
Ms. Marshall.
Yes, my good news comes from Oak Ridge Schools Coordinated School Health. They have secured a grant from the Tennessee Clean Water Network, Anderson County Health Department, and ASAP of Anderson County, which will fully fund the installation and purchase of a water filling station at Jefferson Middle School and Robertsville Middle School. Students and staff from both schools will receive a free water bottle so that they can take full advantage of the new station.
And that's just some of the good news that's taking place in the Oak Ridge School District. Next item on the agenda, the board is about to adopt a resolution that will recognize Coach Winston Russell. He is being honored, and I'll give you just a little bit of a background about this resolution and some things to come to honor Coach Russell. He has been recently selected to receive the first Character Assistant Coach of the Year in East Tennessee. This was voted on by coaches in East Tennessee and by the Officials Association. Also, not only he's being recognized for this, but Coach Russell will begin, or has already begun, his 52nd year of coaching in Oak Ridge. During the course of this month and next month, we will be recognizing Coach Russell here tonight. He will be recognized at the City Council meeting in September, and then at the home Oak Ridge football game on September the 22nd, he will be recognized again by the presentation of the two resolutions, by the plaque from Character of East Tennessee and by recognition from Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally. You obviously are aware that he's not here. He tonight is where he would rather be, I assure you, and that is Oak Ridge High School has a freshman in JV football game tonight, and all the coaching staff, of course, is there. But he will have an opportunity to be out on the field and will be presented with all of these on the 22nd of September. I could go on for a long time about Coach Russell, but I'll be very brief and then give any other board members a chance to speak if they wish. In 1968, when I came and interviewed for a job in Oak Ridge, one of my interviews and the first person I met at Robertsville Junior High School was Mr. George Bond, who was the principal. The second person that I met was Winston Russell. So our relationship and friendship began in 1968. Coach Russell had already been there for 2 years at that time. And he, as you might say, showed me the ropes. He has done so much for so many young people, not just on the athletic field, but also in the classroom as he was a teacher at Robertsville Middle School and then, of course, early on Robertsville Junior High School. He is not one, as I said earlier, to seek recognition, but I feel that this is certainly something that is well-deserved. He is a native Oak Ridger, graduate of Oak Ridge High School, went on to establish records in the tradition of track under Coach Chuck Rowe at the University of Tennessee. I would tell you at a later time a story about Coach Russell getting me to go out and run with him. I'll simply say it was the first and the last time that I ever chose to do that. But he is a person that exemplifies what the Oak Ridge school system is about. So before I read this and we vote on it, I'll give an opportunity for any other board members to make a comment if they choose. Mr. Eby.
Well, Mr. Villauer, I actually have you beat by 2 years because my relationship with Coach Russell started the first year that he came to Oak Ridge. I was fortunate enough to have him his very first year as my phys ed coach in ninth grade. And I will always remember Coach Russell as being somebody who was very fair, and he graded, not like a lot of phys ed teachers who graded on your ability, he graded on your effort. And I think that says something about the individual he is. And you're right, there's probably nobody any more committed to helping the students in Oak Ridge schools over the years than Coach Russell has. And I was fortunate when my son played football to have association with him there too, and we just wish him the best, and this honor is just absolutely fantastic.
So the resolution states, whereas Coach Winston Russell is being awarded the inaugural 2017 Character Star East Tennessee Service Award for Assistant Coaching, this award is being given solely for the character Coach Russell has shown throughout his coaching career. Whereas Coach Russell will begin his 52nd year of coaching for the Oak Ridge Schools in 2017, Coach Russell began his coaching career in 1966 at Robertsville Middle School and became part of the Oak Ridge High School coaching staff in 1989. Now, therefore, be it resolved that your Oak Ridge School's Board of Education recognizes and appreciates the services of Coach Winston Russell, and further, that this resolution of recognition and appreciation be duly recorded and spread across the minutes of the Oak Ridge School's Board of Education on this 28th day of the month of August in the year 2017. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
I second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on next is the public forum. Public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. If you wish to speak on a topic that is on the agenda, you may do so when that item appears. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Hearing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Eby. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Bear with me a second. I think I've lost Ms. Eagle. Are you there, Angie? We'll keep trying. I'm going to hold it in my hand. Maybe that'll be something we can do. Okay, we're moving on to items for action. Item A will be the ESG resolution. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend approval of passing the ESG resolution.
We've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers.
Yes, the board was sent an email from Lynn just a few minutes ago with the resolution, so if you, hopefully you've seen that. And the reason we're here tonight is because the City Council had passed a couple of their own resolutions last week, and the biggest part of why we created this resolution for the board to consider is because in their resolutions it said they needed a receipt of an agreement from the Oak Ridge Board of Education to provide for the reimbursement of a portion of the City of Oak Ridge debt obligations for the project. And as you can see in the resolution, it's defined within that ESG contract where they have a guarantee and a measurement verification plan. So basically what you're seeing in this resolution is that we are agreeing to reimburse the city per the ESG contract in that guarantee and measurement section. So that's basically what you're seeing in this resolution tonight.
And just for those watching and for those in the audience, just a brief, if you would, Dr. Borchers, just a brief explanation of what ESG is and what that's about.
And I might look to Mr. Thacker to help me out here, but it does stand for Energy Savings Group, ESG. And actually, Mr. Thacker has been working with them for a couple of years now. And in the process, they do a review of energy-saving projects throughout the district, and in this case, throughout the city, that can help reimburse and pay for new equipment such as lighting, HVAC, etc. in that area. So we've been working with this group. We're looking at upwards of $8 million in this particular resolution from the city, and we would get a little over $4 million here for the Oak Ridge schools. But it's a great way to fix some of our aging infrastructure, but use some of our energy savings to pay off that loan. So this is a win-win, if you ask me, for the city and the schools.
Questions or comments from the board? Or Ms. Eagle?
I have a question.
Okay.
Is what we are committed to simply the savings achieved by Oak Ridge Schools as a result of the projects related to Oak Ridge Schools, not the city stuff?
Yeah, the question was, what are we committing to? And it really is, we're committing to our savings as they're outlined in the ESG contract. And of course, people haven't seen that contract probably, but if they don't meet their energy savings number, if you will, they make up the difference in that. So we're committing to the number that they say they're proposing that we should save. If they don't save that much, they will reimburse us to make that payment.
And I might just add, this initial project started out, and it is a joint effort between the schools and the city, started out as approximately a $21 million project, which we would have liked to have seen happen. But I guess for the point that we are, we've got to get started. So this is a start on the project, as the superintendent said, approximately $8 million, and a portion of that is used for city projects and a portion, actually a greater portion for the school's mm-hmm. projects. And the project's determined by need and usage of both the city and the school district. Mr. Eby.
And it's my understanding that at least city council has made it known that if this is as successful as we expect it to be, that they would expect to move forward with secondary and tertiary activities.
That's my understanding, and actually I was watching the meeting when those comments were made. Right. Yes. Ms. McClain.
So do you think maybe we can get started on some of these projects over fall break?
Mr. Thacker, I'm not sure if fall break is possible, but we certainly are looking for winter break with some pretty major products or projects that we have to get started.
And one of the reasons that the board felt like this needed to be on the agenda, as the superintendent indicated, part of the request from the city was that we identify our approval of moving forward, and if we didn't do that tonight, then the board felt like that just continues to delay us. So that's why we put it back on the agenda, want to approve it, and then send it on to the city. Any other comments? And I too would like to say, Mr. Thacker has spent multiple hours over the last 2 years taking this project to a point, having to retreat a little bit, then having to come back, then retreat again. But we now finally think we have something to work with. And it is also, I think Alan would agree, has increased the working relationship with his counterpart at the city, Pat Fallon. And that's important for both the city and the school district as we move forward. And I would add to that, Karen, without your help in doing the numbers and saying we can do this, we can't do this, and this is what we should do, we wouldn't be here. This is a big step, and I hope just by the brief time, you probably don't realize just based on what we said, but this is a big step for energy efficiency and savings, not just for the school district, but for the city as a whole. So we get this started, and then, as Mr. Eby said, we expect council to come back and say, let's move on to the next phase. Ms. Eagle, any additional questions?
No, thank you.
Motion on the floor is approval of the ESG resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is board policy 2.703, audits. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 2.703, audits. Changes are in red.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
No changes since the first reading on this policy.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, On second reading, Board Policy 2.703, audits. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan. This is also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan. Again, the changes are in red.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers, any comments?
No additional changes since our last meeting. And again, remember, this is where we're having an armed intruder drill, but students not present.
Questions, comments from the board? Hearing none, second reading, Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda, Board Policy 3.400, Student Transportation Management. This also is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.400, Student Transportation Management.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers, comments?
We had a lot of discussion on this last time, a lot of red there, but most of this all coming from the state.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, second reading, Board Policy 3.400, Student Transportation Management. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, Board Policy 4.210, Credit Recovery. This also is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.210, Credit Recovery.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Again, on the second page, you'll see there that the state is just making sure everyone is treating credit recovery the same and using the same percentage.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, on second reading, Board Policy 4.210, Credit Recovery. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, Board Policy 4.3. No, are we okay?
You think we missed it? Are you talking to consent?
Go ahead.
We're all right.
Okay. Board Policy 4.301, Interscholastic Athletics, also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.301, Interscholastic Athletics.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Just the second page there in red was the bottom of the page was the biggest part of this policy.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, second reading, Board Policy 4.301, Interscholastic Athletics. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, on second reading, removal of Board Policy 4.402, Instructional Supplies. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the removal of Board Policy 4.402, Instructional Supplies, per the TSBA recommendations.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McLean. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
And again, this is where the $200 no longer can be pooled. It has to go to the individual teacher.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, removal of board policy 4.402, instructional supplies on second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Let me catch my breath. Next item, board policy 4.600, grading system. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.600, grading system.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Eby. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Biggest part of this policy, again, is the weighting and the percentages per those various courses.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, second reading, board policy 4.600, grading system. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. On second reading, board policy 6.411, student wellness. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.411, student wellness.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McClain. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
The board has seen this numerous times over this last year, and I think we have some changes that made sense in the legislature over the years. So that's what you're seeing here on second reading.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, second reading, board policy 6.411, student wellness. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we're going to move into a first reading. Board policy 1.407, school district records. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA recommended updates to board policy 1.407, school district records.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, the changes in red, bottom of page 2, top of page 3 are the biggest pieces of this policy. There was a lot of discussion at the legislature this past year about the number of requests and then people making requests and not showing up. So trying to shore up some of the work that staff has to do to respond to these requests, but then there was no really consequence for someone if we went to all that work and they didn't come back to pick up the information they requested. So that's what you're seeing here in this policy.
Ms. Agler, are you still there? Okay.
I did see Angie's email, and Dr. Lee, I think, has it as well. So I think there's a question. You have it, Dr.
Yes.
Dr. Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
The policy.
Wait. Angie? Dr. Lee, you sent an email to Dr. Lee, and Dr. Lee is at the podium and is going to respond. Is that the question?
I'm going to read her question and respond.
She's going to read the question, then she's going to respond.
Okay, Ms. Agle's question was, how long are email records kept? What determines whether they are temporary or permanent? The essence of this policy in Public Chapter 233 is to expand the ways citizens can request the records. And what will be emailed is a form that will be permanently maintained. It won't be retained on email. It will also be printed and kept in document form.
You have a follow-up to that, Ms. Agle?
No, I have a little trouble hearing that.
Let me see if I can rephrase that for Dr. Lee. The emails, their form will be sent out for the request of the information, and that form will be kept forever. Not just the email, the form for the request will be kept as a permanent record.
No, that's not my question. My question is, if the request made by a citizen, if the record in question is an email, how long are staff emails kept if that's what a citizen requests?
I would have to defer to our IT department. There is a records retention schedule for emails, how long records are maintained by the school district, and that might be more well addressed by Mr. Kofer.
Mm-hmm. We can get an answer. We can find that answer and get that back to Ms. Hagel.
We'll have to get an answer on that from our IT people, and this, again, is just first reading, so at our next meeting, we'll have that information, or they'll get it to you well before that meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mr. Eby.
Yes, I have two questions. First, if this is truly a public record, I assume this came from TSBA. They've had their attorneys look at to say that we can deny access of a public record to individuals.
We can deny them based on their failure to comply with the policy, yes.
So then my second question is, I really believe this is going to be very, very difficult to enforce, because if I didn't, I would just go to my friend or the next person over and say, would you go ask for this record? I mean, I'm having problems with this policy as being anything that truly is enforceable and that is going to have any meaning to it.
Well, we have had a policy of replying to all public records requests. We have not.
So at least what this will do is we can say, well, no, you know, we don't have to give it to you because you didn't do what you said you're going to do, and that will delay it for a day or two till they go get their friend to ask for the same records.
I think this was an attempt by the legislature to try to get some systematic way that records can be requested and systematic ways that public organizations can respond.
Well, and I guess I'm wondering, is it an attempt by the state to control malicious data requests? Because a tactic out there is to tie systems up with malicious requests. So I'm just wondering if there's a piece
I'm sure of that. It is, and I think the intent is right. I'm just saying that to enforce it, because if somebody truly wants to be malicious, you know, they can do this, tie them up, you know, it's okay, well, I'm denied now. And if, you know, if they've got a group of people or even a friend or two friends, they can go ask them to ask the same thing, and they can go their two routes to, you know, so. I mean, I'll vote for it. It's one of those things that's probably not worth arguing about.
You're probably right. But we, just to kind of follow up on that and think through this a minute. So if the four of us seated here are concerned about a particular issue that we would need school information, then Mr. Eby could come and make a request, and if he didn't do what he was supposed to according to the policy, then I could come and make that same request for that same information. But if I didn't follow the policy, then Ms. McLean could come, and then Ms. Marshall, if that could happen.
It's extremely possible, yes.
Well, and Ms. Marshall, I think you're right. The intent is to do that, but as we often find, sometimes the legislation and its intent don't match up very well with the purpose. And this may be one of those cases. Other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I think Dr. Beckendorf has an answer to Angie's question.
The answer is that, in general, email is maintained for 180 days.
Ms. Agle, did you hear that?
No, I did not hear that.
Okay. emails are maintained for 180 days.
Okay.
Other questions? First reading, Board Policy 1.407, School District Records. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is Board Policy 5.200, Separation Practices for Tenured Teachers. This is also a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA recommended updates to Board Policy 5.200, Separation Practices for Tenured Teachers.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers or Dr. Lee?
Since we have Dr. Lee there, why don't we go
okay.
ahead?
Okay. The recommendation by TSBA, as you can see in the policy presented to you, removes the 90-day limit on additional days that retirees can teach if other qualified personnel are not available. That's pretty straightforward. The Ms. Agle has a question that is related to another part of the policy that has nothing to do with the TSBA update. Do you want me to read her question?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Ms. Agle's motion is to strike, under no circumstances shall the superintendent of schools suspend a teacher without pay. That is in the first paragraph of that policy. It's on line 6, and that's exactly what it reads. So that it doesn't have anything to do with the update, but that is a motion that Ms. Agle is making.
She wants to strike that?
Yes.
I think we debated that last year, didn't we?
We did. Read again, if you would, how it is stated in the policy.
On line 6 of the policy, it stated, under no circumstances shall the superintendent of schools suspend a teacher with pay.
Ms. Agle, do you want to speak to that?
Well, this is one.
Got a motion there. Hadn't made a second yet. You got a second first.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Do I hear a second on that?
Okay.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
That sentence was added a couple of years ago in a meeting, the first meeting right after Christmas in early January, and it was one that, quite honestly, I didn't catch it when I read the agenda. I have since realized that I think we made a mistake and we need to allow some because sometimes when a teacher is suspended and some time is necessary to figure out whether something went wrong or something did not go wrong, in that interim, that teacher may be the sole breadwinner for a family. I think there needs to be some discretion allowed for suspension with pay versus without. And I would just like to strike that sentence.
Comments from other board members or questions? Mr. Eby?
Yeah. Of course, you got to read the next sentence, too. Have vindicated or reinstated, the teacher shall be paid full salary for the period of suspension. And I think, as I recall, one reason that we said the way we did is that we didn't want to put the total responsibility on the superintendent to have to make judgment. Well, this person needs to be paid. This person doesn't need to be paid. How they do it. Then get into some discrimination. You know, I mean, this was a policy that was set that said, okay, they won't be paid until they go through the process. I think that's how we got to where we were.
Comments from other board members?
I recall the same thing Mr. Eby mentions, that we were trying to take the pressure off to give a clear guideline so that there's no gray on the superintendent. If you do something so grievous by board policy for conduct that you're suspended, that you are suspended without pay until that's resolved.
Correct me if I'm wrong in this statement that I'm about to make. If that were the decision made for suspension, prior to that time, when that decision was made, would there not have been other avenues that would have occurred before that decision was made? I mean, that would not be just, that's I guess what I'm asking. That's not something that's going to occur unless it's a very egregious occurrence. That's not just going to be because, let's see if I can think of something off the top of my head. A teacher is late to work. That's not going to bring about an immediate suspension. There's something else that's going to occur to try to rectify that before that occurs. So it doesn't just happen just right off the bat.
That's very typical. And I think when you said if it's egregious, then automatically there are some things that would prompt us to do that. Per the discussion the board is having, I know Larry has given you his opinion on this particular line as well. So,
okay, we have a motion on the floor, and the motion is to amend board policy 5.200 by striking the sentence, "Under no circumstances shall the superintendent suspend without pay." With pay, sorry. Okay, we all good with that? Then we're no others. Okay, we'll vote. All those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion does not pass. We're back to the policy itself. And again, I mentioned this is first reading, so if between now and the next meeting you have other thoughts or direction, we can certainly deal with it. Hearing no other questions, first reading board policy 5.200, separation practices for tenured teachers. All those in favor on first reading signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. This is a first reading as well. Board policy 5.201, separation practices for non-tenured licensed employees. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA recommended updates to board policy 5.201, separation practices for non-tenured licensed employees.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Eby. Comments, Dr. Borchers.
Dr. Lee, do you want to?
This is the companion for non-tenured employees, and it again removes the 90-day limit of additional days retirees can teach if no other qualified personnel are available.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, on first reading, board policy 5.201, separation practices for non-tenured licensed employees. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Board policy 5.203, recommendations and file transfers. First reading, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the newly proposed TSBA board policy 5.203, recommendations and file transfers.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Bortress.
Dr. Lee, do you want to talk about this new policy?
Yes, this is a new policy proposed by TSBA. It complies with the new federal law, 20 U.S.C. 7926. Basically, it is limiting the information that may be provided to assist perpetrators of sexual misconduct obtain new positions in other districts.
Questions from the board?
Ms. Agle had a question. About click here to choose the school board, which is at the top of the model policy, and I've discussed that with Ms. Lammerhurt already, and we will put Oak Ridge Schools in that frame of reference.
Did you hear that, Ms. Agle?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone else? All those in favor on first reading of board policy 5.203. Recommendations and file transfers signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. First reading, board policy 5.600, staff rights and responsibilities. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA recommended updates to board policy 5.600, staff rights and responsibilities.
Further superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers or Dr. Lee?
This is again, in response to recently passed legislation, Public Chapter 360, and it clarifies the rights of the educator as stated exactly in the public chapter, adding the seven rights that you see in front of you.
Questions, comments?
I guess you have one question. The very last point, and I agree, not be required to use his or personal money to appropriately equip a classroom, but I think every teacher just about does that. I know they're not required to do that. It would be nice if they didn't have to do that. I'd like to see that change sometime where it says that we, the state, will provide all the funding that's needed so the teachers will not have to use their own personal money to equip the classroom. I'm off my soapbox.
Ms. Marshall.
Is the distinction between staff members for item 1 and 2 and educators for item 1 through 7, that's on purpose? Yes, so they're on line 4, 5, and 6. We have each staff member and those basic rights, and then the educator's rights are 7, but it looks like there are several things on the educator's rights list that would pertain to all staff, and I'm trying to make sure I understand there.
The law, if you read, I have public chapter 360 in front of us, and it says, for purposes of this section, educator means any teacher, principal, supervisor, or other individual required by law to hold a valid license or of qualification for employment in the public schools of this state. So it looks like the focus of the legislation was licensed educators.
And that defines it. Thanks. That answers my question.
Anyone else? First reading. 5.600, staff rights and responsibilities. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Board policy 5.701, substitute teachers, a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA recommended updates to board policy 5.701, substitute teachers.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Lee.
This is also, as the 5.2 policies we've discussed, removes the 90-day limit that retired teachers may work to an unlimited additional days if a no qualified educator exists. And it also updates the rate of pay for some retired teachers in compliance with Public Chapter 387, which was just passed by the state legislature this past session.
Questions? Hearing none, first reading, 5.701, substitute teachers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we'll move on to the FY18 Coordinated School Health Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY18 Coordinated School Health Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Dr. Borchers or Mr. Lay?
As the board knows, this is an annual approval by the board, and I think it's also a great chance to thank Ms. Jen Lorndine for all the great things that she has done in this role.
Comments or questions? And I would certainly, Dr. Borchers, second that for Jen Lorndine. She does a great job. A great job. So, motion is to approve the FY18 Coordinated School Health Grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is the Family Resource Center Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY18 Family Resource Center Grant.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see, the grant is attached, and we also have Ms. Jo Bruce in the audience. I think she's there. She is. Yes. If we have any questions, but again, bragging about folks that do a wonderful job, Ms. Bruce is one of those people.
Questions, comments? Mr. Eby?
Yeah, I wanted to point out, since this thing began, this program began in 1993 with 13 centers, and Oak Ridge is one of the original 13, and the director that we have now is the one that started the program, right? So I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you been on Focus on Education yet?
Yes.
Oh, rats. I got to get a different topic. Great work.
You probably have some additional information since the last time, so you could be on there again. There you go. Other comments or questions? Motion is the approval of the Family Resource Center grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is CTE equipment grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the CTE equipment grant. This is a competitive grant coming from Governor Haslam's $15 million CTE equipment budget. Oak Ridge received $176,234 for IT, advanced manufacturing, and health science courses.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers.
These last few items seem like good news items, and I'll turn to Ms. Cross. This is really exciting. This is a big deal, $176,000. We're very excited about this. One of the pieces in here, when you see IT, the board has heard us talk about our cyber pathway and partnering with Roan State Community College. This will allow us to buy the necessary hardware, software, screens, other things that are going to give our students cutting-edge technology, and I can't thank Ms. Cross enough.
That's awesome.
This maybe they're just occurring at one time. I don't think so. But I just think back as best I can think back to my time on the board. Mr. Eby, you might have some insight to this. And this is a good thing. I think we're seeing many more grants coming before the board than we ever have. And that's certainly a tribute to people like Holly and like Ms. Bruce and others who work and to find this money that's out there. So I think that's a great thing.
And it requires a special talent on these competitive grants to be able to write, to explain, to, you know, to get those awards. And we appreciate it. We yes. really do. It's great.
Comments? Other comments? Motion is approval of the CTE equipment grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, Read to Be Ready Coaching Network Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 17-18 assurances for the Read to Be Ready Coaching Network. Lynn Chapinski is the Oak Ridge School's Read to Be Ready coach.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers.
I'll turn to Dr. Beckendorf to explain this a little bit further.
Yes, if you recall at the during our budget cycle last year, we talked about changing Lynn Chaplinsky's position to be 0.5 reading coordinator, 0.5 reading coach. And the 0.5 reading coach is part of this Read to Be Ready coaching network across the state of Tennessee, in which people go through some really intensive coaching training, which is just a really fantastic opportunity for us to be involved with. Along with being involved with that, the state does provide a small grant in order to help support some literacy materials and things like that. And this is the grant in question. So it supports her in her work as a coach as part of the network that exists across the state of Tennessee. And we are just very fortunate to be able to participate in year two of Read to Be Ready.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion is to approve the Read to Be Ready Coaching Network grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Well, now we're going to send two of our outstanding groups on trips. Obviously, based on past performances of both of these groups, we expect them now to come back with significant honors and awards, because we probably won't approve them anymore if they don't, right? I mean, I wasn't probably supposed to say that. So we'll start out next with the Oak Ridge High School band field trip. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval for Oak Ridge High School band to travel to Orlando, Florida to participate in a Stars concert and jazz performance March 10th through the 13th, 2018 at Universal Studios.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Second.
We're enthusiastic. I moved to approve that one.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borchers.
I see Spence in the audience, so he can answer more questions than I could on this item.
Well, he's made the effort to get here, so if somebody needs to come up with a question.
Well, I was just going to make a comment.
Comment's good, too.
My wife always says the reason they have the football games are to showcase the bands.
Any questions?
How many, I'll ask a question. So how many events will you play in or contest, or how long will that contest last versus? Just tell us a little bit about the schedule. Yes.
Wait. Folks in TV land need to hear you.
We're still finalizing all the details on that, but we're probably looking at competition and performance venue for at least two different groups. We're looking at adding a component for the jazz band this year, because we have a jazz band that we've had, well, since I've been here, and they meet after school, but we want to get them involved in part of the contest as well. So we'll have concert band competition as well as a jazz band performance, hopefully inside Universal is what we're looking at. So we're going to do two different things while we're down there.
Right.
And a season full of all the other stuff.
And I know you've been on focus on education.
I have, yes.
Any other questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion is approval of the Oak Ridge High School band field trip. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is approval of the Oak Ridge High School Orchestra field trip. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval for Oak Ridge High School Orchestra to travel to Chicago, Illinois to participate in a national orchestra competition and adjudication April 5th through 8th, 2018.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Comments?
Again, Dr. Phillips is in the audience, and I'm sure can answer any questions about the trip.
I do have a question.
Good evening.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
And your sidekick.
I'd like to give a shout out to James for sitting there for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yes, very impressive. Yes. You all have been to New York.
Yes.
Right, and then to Florida.
Yes.
And now you're back to Chicago.
Yes.
Or not back, you're going to Chicago.
Yeah.
Are these locations just selected based on where the competition is, or are they entirely different events in each location, or?
Well, I'd have to look at the trophies on the wall from when Miss Van Tol was here, but there are some Chicago trophies there. I think it's been about 8 years since we've been there, 7 or 8 years. And the last time we participated in this particular competition, which is World Strides Heritage Competition, was in Annapolis 4 years ago. It was my first year here, and we got second place, and the kids are still upset about that. So we're looking to redeem ourselves this time.
Mr. Eby.
Yeah, I just had one question, too. I was looking at the dates. The band is going the 11th to the 13th of March or something like that, and you're going like a month after that in April. And are all these taking place during our break time, the two-week break time, or is one during school? Yours is not during school.
Mine is during school, yes.
Okay.
It is. It's the week after we come back from spring break. It's a Thursday and a Friday.
So I saw on yours it said because it wasn't during school, there wouldn't be any financial assistance. There's opportunities for the students to earn money. Will there be financial assistance for yours?
Well, it was laid out in the proposal there. We have a booster club, and last year we were able to lower the cost maybe almost $60 a student, and we did provide a couple of scholarships. Obviously, with a trip that costs $75,000, you know, we do what we can, but there's no way we can provide free trips for everybody.
I understand that.
We will have several fundraisers. Last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, we've had students who paid for the trip in full through fundraising, and we've had kids that have made significant efforts and came really close that couldn't afford it, and we were able to take care of those kids. It's basically, it's based on need, but also it's based on effort, so.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good point for those in the community and our friends in the news media over there, that the kids in these two groups, the orchestra and the band, work hard. They put in many, many hours above and beyond just class time to make these performances excellent, and they can use financial support. So when you see them out, if they're out selling something, step up. If they're not, write a check and send it to the band or the orchestra. They'll be glad to have it. And
I'd love to comment on that.
Yes.
Actually, I'm sure you can do this with the band as well, but if you shop at Kroger, if you just go to KrogerCommunityRewards.com and select the band or the orchestra, they will donate to us every time you shop there. If you shop on Amazon, you can go to AmazonSmile.com, which is Amazon, but they automatically donate money to the band or the orchestra. You can go there, log into your account, select the band or the orchestra, and they deposit that right into our accounts.
And I'm not going to take a survey, but I would bet just sitting right over there in that section, there are a lot of people that use Amazon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyone else? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Motion on the floor is approve of the Oak Ridge High School Orchestra field trip. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Angie, are you still there? Motion carries unanimously. Bear with me just a second. Angie, are you there? I don't know. Well, we'll move on. I'll get her in a minute. Okay. Next item is Head Start policies and procedures. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the required Head Start policies and procedures.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This is just a formal approving of all of the various, I know the board has heard about these policies and procedures through Head Start, but wanted to have board approval this evening.
Comments or questions?
Question.
Mr. Eby.
Are these the ones we approved before? Have we approved these before? Is this the first time we're having policies and procedures or what?
This is actually nothing different. These were the policies we started the year out with, the policies that the contract refers to, but once again, just seeking official approval from the board that you all support these policies and procedures.
Any other comments or questions? Are you back? Angie? Oh, well. She shouldn't be up there up north where. Yeah. Okay. Motion is approval of the Head Start policies and procedures. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, next item, addition of a 0.5 special education TA position. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of an additional 0.5 special education TA job coach for FY18.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Marshall.
We've had a grant theme this evening, and Miles did the same thing. He went out looking for this and has really been doing a wonderful job of, one, securing funds, and, two, getting more of our special education students out in the community. And this will directly help us with that, and he's got a lot of passion in this area.
You've heard superintendent's recommendation. Is there a motion? We have. Yeah.
Second.
Any comments or questions? I can't keep up with all this technology. Ms. Eagle, are you back? No. Oh, well. Motion is approval of a 0.5 special education TA position. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next, we'll move to the financial audit, FY18 financial audit. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the attached contract with Brown, Jane, and McDaniel, PC, to perform the FY18 financial audits at a fee of $32,120.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Eby.
As you can see from the memo from Karen, this is the second year of a three-year agreement with a slight increase this year.
Questions? Motion is approved the FY18 financial audit. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving along, under items for information, financial report for June. Any questions? Mr. Eby.
So this is the end of, basically, that's the end of the fiscal year, correct? And as I looked at this, if I look at the revenues, it appears that the revenues exceeded the budget. Is that because, and it looks like it's primarily because current property tax was higher than budgeted?
That's correct.
All right. Does that just go into fund balance, or?
It does.
If we had wanted to spend it, we would have had to go to the city council and ask for an increase in our.
Yeah, and that's a particular item that's a little bit difficult to spend prior to year end because we really don't know how it's going to total up until after the year ends.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure I got it right.
Okay.
Other questions on the financial report for June? Financial report for July is next. Questions? Items for discussion? There are none. Old business? New business? A couple of items I have. Just again, a reminder, on September 22nd, Coach Russell will be recognized at the beginning of the football game. Before the game starts, board members, if you're there, I'd like for you to come out on the field, and Dr. Borchers as well. On September the 29th, which is homecoming, the Oak Ridge Sports Hall of Fame is going to have a ribbon cutting at the Wildcat Arena at 5 p.m., recognizing the efforts that have been put forth to move the Oak Ridge Sports Hall of Fame to Oak Ridge High School and Wildcat Arena. It'll be a very brief program, but if the board members are available and can attend, that's at 5 p.m. September the 29th. On September the 6th, Ms. McLean will be hosting a Focus on Education. You want to briefly tell us who your guests will be?
My guest will be Miss Emily Haverkamp. She's the librarian at Jefferson. I wanted to talk to her about changes in libraries over the years.
And any other new business or communications from the board? In a few weeks, we'll be starting our school visits. We always look forward to that. We have some coming up in September. Any other comments or questions from the board? Thank each of you in the audience for being here, and we are adjourned.